topic today has been honesty. The courage to face each other with the plain truth. I've certainly enjoyed myself these last few hours. I hope you have too. This is Dr. Fraser Crane wishing you good mental health. Well, that was a dog of a show.
They all blend. Oh, you got a message. A Blaine Sternin call.
Blaine Sternin. Call him back, tell him I'm dead.
Sternin. Is he related to Lilith?
Yes, he's Lilith's half-brother. The curse of the family. What does it say when Lilith is the good one?
Sounded charming on the phone.
Well, of course he sounded charming. Charm is the viscous grease with which he oils his flim-flam machine. A man will say anything to get what he wants.
Can't believe I haven't dated this guy.
The reason he'd be contacting me is to separate me from my money. The man is always coming up with some sucker sob story while he's busy living the high life in Laughlin, Nevada. You know, he once stole from me a very precious antique, my 18th century English salt server.
Well, if you don't mind Elvis, you can have mine.
Oh, dear God.
What?
This number he left. It's local. The beast walks among us. Don't answer the front door or the phone. Lock all the windows. Blaine Sternin is in Seattle.
Who?
Lilith's half-brother.
Is he the scoundrel that walked off with your 18th century salt cellar?
The very same.
Blaine Sternin, a package came for you this afternoon. I believe that was the name on the return address.
What could he possibly be sending me? Daphne, you've got longer nails than I have.
Open it yourself.
What do you know? It's my salt server.
I've heard you speak about it, but I had no idea it was so magnificent.
Just look at this beautiful gilding and the exquisite but playful scroll work.
It has a tiny spoon.
Aren't you going to read the note?
Thank you, Arthur. Fraser, I apologize for any trouble I've caused and hope you'll forgive me. He must think I've got turnips growing out of my ears. He's after something.
Yeah, hide the pepper.
Hello, Crane Residence. Thank you. That was the doorman. Mr. Sternin's on his way up.
So much for living in a security building.
Come on now, Dr. Crane. Maybe he wants to make amends.
Daphne, let me acquaint you with the curriculum vitae of Mr. Blaine Sternin, or Brad Cunningham, as he's known in Maine, Royce Thibodeau in Louisiana, and Santana de la Cruz, the pride of Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is a man who once made a living selling rare autographs until it was discovered that Madame Curie and Sugar Ray Robinson had the same handwriting. And would you care to see the deed to my 50,000-acre kelp farm?
It's hard to believe a man of your intellect could be so fooled.
It was my intellect that he preyed upon, Daphne. It was my kind and generous heart. Well, not this time. This time I will make it a stone. He may come swaggering in here, but I assure you he will go slinking out with his tail between his legs. All right, Blake.
Fraser, my brother. It's been too long.
Hello, Blaine. A wheelchair. Nice touch.
Well, the truth is I've been in a terrible accident.
I've lost all feeling from my waist down. The doctors tell me I'll be like this for the rest of my life. Oh, hi, everybody. Blaine Sterner.
Come on in. Marty Crane.
Hey, hi, Marty. How are you?
Stephanie Moon.
Yes, Niles Crane.
Niles, how are you?
Bravo, Blaine. This is the best one yet. But you forget with whom you're dealing. I've seen it all.
Dr. Crane, the man is in a wheelchair.
Which means that somewhere, someone is missing a wheelchair.
Frazier, if you don't believe him, why don't you call Lilith?
Good idea.
So, Martin, I see you also park in the Blue Zone.
Yeah, when I can, but those spaces are always filled.
Yeah, well, that's probably partly my fault. Boy, I sold a lot of fake handicap plates in my time. We talk about a buttload of poetic justice, huh?
Yes, I believe that is the basic unit of poetic justice. So, what did Lilith say? Has Blaine really lost the use of his legs?
She says she doesn't know, but hopes so.
Well, all right, I guess there's only one way I can prove this to you. Daphne, may I borrow that lovely pin you're wearing?
Oh, let's see, here you go.
All right, here you go, Frazier, my man. Stick it anywhere you'd like.
You'd have to get up for that.
All right, I guess I'll just do it myself. Oh. There you go.
That's disturbing.
Cool. Come on, that is nothing but a cheap parlor trick.
You know, I thought you'd take a little more convincing than that. Daphne, would you have a butcher knife in the kitchen?
Oh, I'll get it.
No, that's enough, Dan. All right, Blaine, let's cut to the chase. What's it going to cost me to get you out of here?
Yeah, I know, son, Frazier, you're almost right. You're almost right, it's true. I do want something from you, but what I want is for you to get down on your knees and pray with me. I know these words sound strange, but I've had a deeply religious conversion.
Really? Oh,
this just gets better and better.
I guess it started with my car accident. I was driving drunk, which I had done one too many times. Oh, you know, it was a sign.
From God?
No, from the highway department. It said, Blaine ends, and I just plowed right into it. The next thing I saw was a bright light and a tunnel.
So you had a near-death experience?
No, it was a CAT scan. You know, when Dr. Kagan told me I was paralyzed, well, I was devastated. There was the lowest point a man can be. And he came to me.
Dr. Kagan?
No, wrong again, hon. It was God.
Damn.
Hang in there, sweetheart. You'll get one.
He showed me how I'd squandered my life, you know, cheating innocent people. I was just filled with shame. And that's why I'm here, as a matter of fact. I've started a ministry to save souls the way the Lord saved mine.
What genius! The Lord! A credible partner who doesn't take a cut.
Dr. Crane, you should be ashamed of yourself. The fact that Mr. Sternan has turned his accident into something positive. Well, it's one of the most inspirational stories I've ever heard.
Daphne, please. You have no idea what this man is capable of.
Sir, can I get you something to eat or drink?
You know, I could use a beer. I haven't given up everything.
That is inspiring. Yeah, make it two, Daph.
Okay. Excuse me.
Oh. But I insist that I help. It's like a thing with me all of a sudden. I just won't allow anyone to wait on me anymore.
Oh, here, let me.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. You've just witnessed the first step in the Blaine Sternan long con. He sets you up, sucks you in, and then bam, kelp futures.
Perhaps you're rushing to judgment, Frazier. I know you two have a history, but isn't it possible that he's changed?
Oh, don't be a sucker, Niles. Dad, you're not buying any of this medicine show, are you?
Well, a guy is laying it on pretty thick, but I guess he could be on the level. I mean, that pin thing was freaky. I want to get that on video.
Daphne, you left him alone in the kitchen? My Sub-Zero's probably on the way to a chop shop right now. All right, Blaine, I've had enough. Get out.
Frazier, look, I don't know how to prove this to you, but I swear, all I really came for was your forgiveness, first of all, for stealing that little teapot.
Salt server.
Is that what that was? Man, nobody knew.
Yeah.
And for all the times I lied and I cheated you, and for the time I posed as you and treated patients for a year.
You what?
It was only a couple of people. I'd tell you who they were, but you know, we got that doctor-patient confidentiality thing. Point is, that part of my life is over, Frazier. I just want to give something back.
Really? If you wanted to give something back, you'd be mopping a soup kitchen, or reading to bedridden vets,
or traveling to the Galapagos Islands to clean oil off some poor sea fowl, then maybe you'd have some credibility.
I know I've given you so many reasons to mistrust me, but don't you believe that people can change?
If I forgive you, will you leave and never return?
Yes. I promise you, you'll never see my face in this house again unless I'm invited.
Very well. I grant you this boon, and I forgive you. Now get out.
Look, Mr. Sternin, I hope you'll stay for dinner.
Sounds like an invitation to me, Fresh.
And so, here's this kid, no more than 15 years old. He lives in a cardboard box under the overpass, and his mother comes to me and begs me, will you get my kid off drugs?
Yes, yes, and then you cured him. Let's eat.
No. You don't cure something like addiction overnight. Well, look, I'm telling. I mean, you're a psychiatrist, you know.
Well, that's true. I have found in my research with addictive personalities that... Oh, God's sake, what the hell am I doing? There probably is no kid anyway.
Come on, Frazier, let up on the guy. He's a man of God. Blaine, can I take a picture of you with a fork in your leg?
Everybody, oh, dig in.
Beautiful, Daphne. Yeah. Good. Thank you, darling.
Well, who wants to say grace? What?
Oh, we almost forgot.
Oh. Whose turn is it this time?
Okay, I will. You want to join hands?
Yes.
Ready.
Dear Lord, bless this food and this company. Give us your guidance and teach us to be forgiving as you instructed your apostles.
I'll give you $50 if you can name three of them.
Frazier.
Here you go. 2 20s and a 10. Tell you what, I'll spot you, John.
Dr. Crane, we're in the middle of a prayer. Please, go on.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, normally, I get paid after I say grace. No, I'm kidding.
He's kidding. That was funny.
You know, you're a godless bunch. But I love you.
You know, even worse than the godless are those who would use God for their own gain. They are the true hypocrites who should burn in the fiery hell for all eternity.
Am I picking up a vibe here?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think that was directed at you?
You know, I could quote you chapter and verse all night to try to prove to you that I'm a changed man. But you know what? Instead, why don't you come see me in action on Sunday?
What do you mean?
Come and hear me preach. Witness what God can do through me in all his splendor and all his glory in the Regency Room down at the Airport Ramada.
I'd love to go.
I wouldn't mind checking that out.
Sure, why not?
Bless you people. That's just great. Thank you very much. The only problem is the advertising was just a skosh more than I thought, and I came up about $1,000 short on the hall rental.
Aha! The other shoe comes cascading from the sky. $1,000, you say? Well, you're not getting out of me, you born-again Bilko. Didn't I tell you?
Frazier, you know, what I was going to say, if you'd let me finish, was somehow the Lord will provide. Mm. And by the way, Matthew, John, Thomas, Bartholomew, Jude, Judas, two Jameses, Andrew, Peter, Simon the Zealot, and Philip. 9:50 to go past the potatoes, please.
He says the Lord will provide the money. But we all know who that means. Me.
Well, I always had a thing for evangelists. When I first started out, I worked at this station back in Wisconsin, and there was this young preacher who had a show of his own on Sunday mornings. He spent hours trying to save my soul.
And?
And it worked, and now I'm a nun. What do you think happened? Oh.
Hello?
Oh, Daphne.
Hi there.
Well, Dr. Crane, you needn't worry about Blaine asking you for money anymore. He's received $1,000 he needs for Sunday.
What nitwit gave him $1,000?
Now, Frazier, that's not fair. Perhaps whoever did it simply has a kind heart and a trusting nature that I, for one, find refreshing.
Oh, Daphne.
I come from a large family of scoundrels and ne'er-do-wells who repeatedly promised me they'd change their ways and never made any effort. Now, here's someone who's actually trying and succeeding. Now, I think that's worthy of a little encouragement. Coffee, nurse?
Yes, please.
Can't believe Daphne got snowed by that crook. You know, I've got to expose Blaine for the charlatan that he is. What was the name of that doctor he said treated him in Laughlin?
It was Kagan, if memory serves. Dr. Kagan.
Shouldn't be too hard to find. Laughlin, Nevada. Dr. Kagan. I'm being connected.
Frazier, you're sure you're not being a tad obsessive?
Niles, this is about the truth. Yes, hello? Yes, Dr. Kagan, please. Busy. Too busy to talk with Dr. Frazier Crane from the Nobel Prize Committee?
Now, you may ask yourself, why would this man spend the last hour preaching the word of God? Look what God did to him. Well, I'll tell you what God did to me. He took away my legs to show me how tall I could stand. Yeah. Yeah. Because until this happened, I was not a whole man. I was a gambler. I was a liar. I was a cheat. Everything you can imagine, that was me. I did it. Ooh, I was a bad man. Go ahead. Name something.
A thief?
Oh, thief. Not a day passed that I wasn't. Anybody else? Come on.
A womanizer.
Yeah, between affairs.
Tax evader.
Yeah, but that was on principle. Point.
Come on, little sheep.
I learned.
Come on into this nice little pen.
Shh.
But you aren't coming.
Just can't stand to see people get fleeced. I've left half a dozen messages for this so-called doctor of his. I'll tell you what, the guy comes back with a different excuse every time why he can't come to the phone. Niles Archer, there is no such man as this Dr. Kagan. He doesn't exist.
And yet, for the first time in my life, I'm a happy man. Well, I can't dance the way I used to, but, you know, my heart's turning cartwheels. Yeah. I can't run, but there's no need to hide anymore. Yeah. I can't make love, but I can feel love. Now, do you want that kind of happiness? Because if you do, let me hear you say, yeah, I want it.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, like you can really mean it. Yeah! To do whatever it takes? Are you willing to make these earthly sacrifices to make heavenly gains?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Have you people lost your senses? Do you hear yourselves? This is no man of God. He's a huckster.
Frazier, sit down. This is why I hate going anywhere with you. Go to
This charade has got to stop right now. I will not allow these good people to be bamboozled.
No, people, people. It's all right. He belongs up here. He's one of God's creatures.
I am no such thing. I will prove once and for all that this man is a fraud. See for yourselves. No, no, no. Don't help him. That's enough of this, Blaine. Get up. Get up.
Wait, people. He knows not what he does.
What?
Yes, Dr. Kagan. Yes, I did. For life, I say thank you.
Well, seems an apology is in order. Please help me get this man back into his chair. And I will match all contributions given to this man's ministry here today, dollar for dollar. You want fulfillment? You want inner peace? This is your man right here, Blaine Sternin. Come on, people, dig deep. Brother Niles, you've been richly blessed.
Thanks again for paying in cash there, Frazier. I'd rather see that money go to poor people than, you know, Uncle Sam.
It's my pleasure to do it.
Blaine, something I'd like you to have.
What? Well, thanks. You know, this is
This is really going to help some needy people now that I know what the heck it is. Martin, been a pleasure, my man.
Same here, Blaine. Good luck to you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Blaine, you are welcome in my home anytime.
Thank you, Frazier. That means a lot to me. God bless you.
Well, I'm off to spread the good word.
You are indeed a holy roller.
Yeah, that's good.
Well,
there was a lesson learned.
Yeah, don't throw a guy out of a wheelchair. Who knew? Oh, I guess I just needed a reminder that people really are capable of change. Well, I gotta be honest with you, I wasn't totally convinced myself until I saw him on stage. Before you came in, he was talking about all these things he did right after his conversion. Man, that guy was committed. He mopped up soup kitchens, he read to bedridden veterans, he even went to the Galapagos Islands to help clean the oil off some fowls.
He said that, did he?
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Quite stylish.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.